Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Saleta. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Danny Ainge. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Stibe. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge misplays the ball. That's an error on Ainge. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Porter and he is out, Potek applying the tag. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Porter steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Howell. Cowens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta strikes out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Bosetti reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Griffin moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0 for 1 in the game. Saleta hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stibe, and towards Ainge, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stibe, and towards Howell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ainge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 1 in the game. Ainge hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stibe. Potek moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Wilson scores. McRae moves to third. Brett moves to second. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to home to get McRae. Brett moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball towards right. Velez catches it and throws to Mayberry, who throws to third to double up Porter. Brett tags and scores. It's Royals, 3, Blue Jays, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0 for 2 in the game. Saleta takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cannon pinch runs for Tony Saleta. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Bosetti reaches second base with a double. Cannon moves to third. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannon scores. Bosetti scores. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0 for 2 in the game. Ainge bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cerrone moves to second. Two outs. Steve Mingori now pitching. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis is hit by the pitch. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. White moves to second. It's 5-4, Blue Jays. Dave Friesleben now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Patek moves to second. It's Royals, 5, Blue Jays, 5. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae bunts towards the mound. Friesleben juggles the ball. That's an error on Friesleben. Patek moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Wilson scores. McRae moves to third. It's 7-5, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Brett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 9-5, Royals. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Lockhock moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 10-5, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. White moves to second. It's 12-5, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Jefferson's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 14-5, Royals. Jackson Todd now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Way then now playing left field. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Al Woods. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Howell hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Blue Jays 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing right field. Otto Velez now playing left field. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Way then moves to second. UL Washington pinch runs for Frank White. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowan scores. Wei then scores. Washington moves to second. It's 16-5, Royals. Todd Cruz pinch runs for Freddie Patek. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Cruz moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Todd Cruz now playing shortstop. UL Washington now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Joe Cano. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-6, Royals. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bossetti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bossetti reaches second base with a double. Velez goes all the way around to score. It's 16-7 Royals. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bossetti scores. It's 16-8, Royals. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Cerrone moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Blue Jays 8. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Waithen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waithen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 16, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 16-9 Royals. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bossetti hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardi moves to third. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Velez moves to second. It's 16-10, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Velez moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Velez scores. Cerrone moves to third. Gomez moves to second. It's 16-11, Royals. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cerrone scores. Gomez moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. It's 16-12, Royals. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 16, and Toronto Blue Jays, 12. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.